The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Again, Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and, spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened. His speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. This is a special story in the Gospel of Mark about Jesus healing a man who was deaf and mute. And as I was preparing my words today, I was remembering a cute little video that had gone around social media a while ago of little babies, infants, who are born with a hearing issue, and they fit them with little hearing aids, and the baby for the first time can hear. And the voice speaking is usually always the father or the mother, and the baby, this one in particular named Isaac, he was only about 4 to 5 months old, the baby just starts sobbing with joy. Like, you could tell he's having this emotion of hearing his mother for the first time. And what was touching wasn't just the little babies, but it was the parents who started to cry, realizing they could finally talk to their child. When Jesus tells us that if you see him, you see the Father, if we read this gospel in light of the joy of the Father in finally being able to talk to his son, this man who for years couldn't hear, couldn't speak, and then Jesus opens up his ears, and the joy in our Lord is the joy of our Heavenly Father, it's not just a miracle of hearing, right? It's a reminder of how loved we are. See, Jesus in his ministry, he comes to this region he hardly ever went to, the Decapolis. And the people out there were kind of half Jewish, half not, and he wanted to bring his message to them. And if you imagine Jesus saying that word in Aramaic, Ephphatha, and I'm not good with language, I think that's how you would say it, right? Ephphatha, be opened. See, Mark was writing his gospel, and we think that Mark was close to St. Peter, and so when he's writing his stories, he's remembering actually what happened, a lot of details in the words Jesus used, because Mark is writing in Greek, and he's translating, but occasionally there were words that he just couldn't translate. One of them was the word Jesus would use for his Father in heaven. He called his Father Abba, which would basically mean dad, not father, a very colloquial or close word to use. Jesus would say Abba. And when Jesus looked up to heaven and said, Ephphatha, be opened, it meant something. And that's something I think we might be able to understand. I want to tell you a little story about a little boy in Haiti. His name is Ronald. And I first met Ronald in a place called the Home for the Dying, which is not exactly a place you'd ever want to have to meet someone, right? If they're there, it's not good news. Ronald was suffering greatly from cancer. He had tumors all over his body. When I first met him, he was still able to walk and move around, and he was just about 10 years old, and he wanted to play soccer like the other boys, and so he was kind of running around, but you could see the tumors just growing, right, all over his body. At a certain point, he was bedridden. When I returned a few weeks later to see him, He was in his bed, and his face had been covered with these tumors in a way that it closed up his eyes. You couldn't even see his eyes from just the swelling in his face. So he was blinded, although he could hear. And at his bedside, sitting there with one of Mother Teresa's sisters, we were talking with him. And Mother Teresa's sisters, they don't play around, right? She was there telling him, soon you're going to be with Jesus, right? And kind of basically saying, you'll be going to heaven soon. And we might not say that here, but, you know, they don't mess around, right? She was helping him, and he was enjoying this truth that he was going to see Jesus. And I said to him, Ronnie, when you get to see Jesus, will you tell him about us down here? And he smiled and said he would. And what was sad in the moment, but what was also so touching, was to realize that even though he was blinded, the next time he opened his eyes, the person he would see would be Jesus. And I think that's powerful when the Gospels tell these stories, because this man who couldn't hear ever in his life, the first voice he ever heard was the voice of God. And for the men and women who were blind and Jesus opened their eyes and he's holding them like this face to face, they open their eyes and the first person they see is the face of God. Nothing more beautiful could be seen. No voice more beautiful could ever be heard. It's kind of like that little song from the Lion King, right? When newborn blinking steps into the sun, there's more to be seen than can ever be seen, more to do than can ever be done. And in a certain sense, when you experience God, there's nothing else after that that can compare. Which is why this deaf man, just even though Jesus said, keep it quiet, don't tell everyone, he just went off and told everyone what had happened. He couldn't keep it to himself. Well, my brothers and sisters, Jesus wants to open up our eyes and our ears. That word, ephphatha, when you read it, you can translate it in two ways. It wasn't just Jesus saying to the man, to his ears, be open. It says he looked to heaven, to his Father, and said to him, his Father, be opened. He was asking God to open the heavens and send down blessing. That's basically what Jesus did in his entire mission. If you wanted to say, what is Jesus' mission about? It's ephphatha. It's to open heaven, to make it a reality here. And so as we go on with our week, not Monday morning, right, but on Tuesday morning when you're in traffic going to work, Jesus wants to speak to you. Give Jesus and our Heavenly Father the joy of a moment of prayer when you begin your day. There's a very cliche thing I could say, which would be, you know, you have to listen for the voice of God and tune out all the other voices there, so turn off social media, right? That's a typical standard, like, preacher thing to say, right? But I'm not going to really say that. I think we have to be open to our Lord's voice, to discern his voice among the many voices, but let's also make sure that my voice is not causing noise in someone else's life. You see, often we hear things said to us like, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're not rich enough, you're not beautiful enough, you're a failure. All those voices, that's not the voice of God, that's the voice of someone else. As Christians, let's make sure that we're not that someone else creating that noise through gossip and slander and just mean jokes and things of that sort. We have been touched by God. Heaven is open now. The Eucharist will be here on the altar. We're receiving that joy. And after this experience of Christ, nothing more beautiful can be had. Let's share that, just like this man did today in the gospel, with our little part of Charlotte. May the heavens be opened. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.